You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's time! War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
If you've ever been around a cat in heat before, it's disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
Okay? They make all these weird noises.
Yep.
They try at all hours of the night. They rub themselves on everything.
Yeah.
And, because I used to have a cat, I know, they even look at you like you'd be willing to cross species lines.
Ew.
Like, what's up, big boy? I'm in the living room right now. And he's like, you're like, dude, you're a cat. Like, whatever, I'm in heat. They are disgusting when they're in heat.
It is weird.
It is super weird. And it was very weird as a cat owner. But apparently Miley, who's on the phone for a War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater right now, thinks that her husband, Marcus, might be cheating with a cat.
What?
Or did I read your email wrong, Miley?
Okay, you definitely read my email wrong.
Okay, all right.
Well, thank God.
Well, good. Yeah, I guess that's better, actually. So tell us why you think your husband is cheating on you.
So the other day we were getting ready for work, and I noticed some scratches on his back.
Oh, that's not good.
And they weren't your scratches?
No, they definitely weren't my scratches.
Hmm. Were they his scratches?
Yeah, I asked him about it, but his excuse didn't really make me feel much better. He said it was from his friend's cat that he just got when he was hanging out at his house.
On his back. Come on.
How does that work? He said it was from his friend's cat? Like your friend's cat came over to your house?
Yeah, was he
scratch him on the back in the middle of the night?
Their house?
Well, no. I mean, he said he was hanging out with his friend the other day, but what really didn't make much sense to me is his friend has mentioned before that he was allergic to cats. So for me, that just doesn't add up.
Okay.
Well, and here's a foolproof way to find out if it does add up. Does his friend have a cat?
Well, he said it was a new cat. I've never seen it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's fishy
too. Weird.
That is weird. So he has scratches on his back and he blames it on his friend. Does he hang out with this dude all the time?
Yeah, they hang out together all the time. They're best friends.
Okay. Mm. So he hangs out with the dude all the time. And he blames it on him suddenly getting a cat, and that's why he has scratches on his back. And you've never known this dude to have a cat at all?
No.
Has there been anything else that he's done that you think he might be cheating?
So, yeah. The other day I was checking the mail, and his credit card statement came in. So I was getting a little suspicious, so I just opened it up just to check. And
there was a purchase of a cat on there. He purchased a cat.
Nope, there was a charge from a hotel that was down a couple exits away.
Okay, well, any good cheater would know that their billing needs to be paperless.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Alex always knows
she does.
How the cheaters
work. She does know how to cheat, which
well, it's not
should
that
make
hard.
Me nervous. dang it. So you said there was a charge from a hotel for like a room? Or was it like a couple bucks? Like he stopped at, I don't know why you'd stop at a hotel to get a soda or something, but I mean, you could.
No, it was like around 150.
Okay. And you said that the hotel chain, like there's a hotel by you guys?
Yeah, it's about four exits away off the highway.
Okay. I mean, that's weird. Unless you went to a hotel with, you went to that hotel with him.
Like, did it have a date on there or did you ask him about it?
I haven't asked him about it yet.
Okay. Well, how about this? We'll see if we can find out if he's cheating. We'll call him from that hotel. What's the name of the hotel chain? Okay. We'll call him from there and I'll just make up. We know he paid with a credit card, right? We know that there's a charge down there. I'll just say that we had a breach with our credit card system and it was hacked and some people were compromised. Because you know when that happens, they have to let you know no matter what.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, you know, there's nothing to worry about, but you know, just to let you know it did happen, and then maybe offer him flowers to send to somebody as a I'm sorry and see if he sends them to you or to someone else.
All right.
Sound good? Well, not good, obviously.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll do that next. We'll play a song, come back, and then we'll find out if he is cheating on you or if his buddy got a new cat. It sounds like the first one. All right, we'll do it next.
It's time. War of the Roses.
I don't want to be rude here, but is your husband a smart man?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. It's not a rip, you know? Like, he could be great in all other departments. But you said that you think he's cheating on you because of some scratches that were on his back. And when you asked him about them, he blamed it on his friend that he spends a lot of time with getting a new cat, which sounds weird because that dude has never had a cat before and just seems convenient. And then he had a charge on his credit card from a hotel a few exits away on the freeway. I mean, if you're trying to cheat, that's a really easy way to get caught.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I already knew he wasn't the brightest, but if he was actually cheating on me and this was his excuse, then he's clearly an idiot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. All right. Well, I'm going to pretend to be from the hotel because we know that there was that charge on his credit card and say that our system was compromised and some credit card numbers were taken. His wasn't, but we have to let him know anyway. And to apologize, we're going to send some flowers to someone special in his life and see what name he gives us. Yes.
Is there any way that you could maybe include a cat somehow?
I could. Yeah, I could. I'll see if I can do that.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. All right. I'm up to the challenge. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Job, and I'm calling from the... I was looking for Marcus...
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Marcus. How you doing? I hope you have a few moments to speak with me. I need to inform you about something.
Okay.
Our records have that you recently stayed at our hotel.
Yes.
We have to call everybody that stayed on our premises... I have to let them know that our credit card system was breached and there were some credit card numbers that were compromised. Before you freak out, your information was not one of the ones that was stolen, but I have to call everybody who stayed here and let them know that it did happen legally. So I'm just letting you know that that happened.
All right. Well, thank you, Ben.
Anyway, to apologize for even having to make this phone call... we would like to offer you a little gift, a free night stay whenever you might want it, and some flowers to send to somebody special in your life if you'd like them.
Okay, that's cool, I guess.
Would you like to send some flowers to anybody?
You know what? No, I can't. No. I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, no, you can, though. It's free.
No, I'm not interested. Okay. Thank you, though.
All right. Oh, hey, before you go... I do have to ask you a couple other things, if you don't mind, just legal obligations.
Yeah, well, what is it?
Okay, so it's just about the whole credit card thing. So I just need one more thing from you. So you stayed here, and did anybody with you buy anything on the premises at all, other than yourself?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so but you did stay with someone else, correct?
Yeah.
Is there any way that I could also get a hold of that person? Because I have to, like I said, it's a legal thing. I just have to let them know that there were some other people on the premises. It was a whole thing with credit card scanners, and they might have had their card scanned. And I thought I had a name down on the registry, but I don't. Is there any way that I could get a name from you of who you stayed with?
The name is Bobby Whitfield.
Bobby Whitfield. And is there any way I could get a phone number?
Are you kidding me, Marcus? Really?
What's going on? Who's that?
Oh, that is your wife.
Remember
Miley,
that?
Yeah. That's not the name you said, though, right?
Maybe
yeah,
the
name he said was actually his friend's wife.
Oh, what?
That much worse.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah, I guess you were at his friend's house, basically.
Marcus, this is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
This is Alex.
This is Evan.
Yeah, so it's the entire Jubal Show.
Oh, my God.
And your wife, Miley, on the phone because she thought you might be cheating on her, and it turns out that you were at a hotel recently with your friend's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, Miley, are you there?
What do you think? Listen, you're smart enough to figure that one out, right?
Listen, baby, this was...
yeah, I can understand why you feel awkward right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marcus, so not only are you cheating on your wife, you're also, I can't figure out how to explain it correctly.
He's stabbing his friend in the back too.
Yeah, and his wife in the front.
That was a double whammy.
This only happened one time. I don't even know what the hell I was thinking.
So you're admitting it.
Well,
we were just hanging out. We were just hanging out for a second.
Oh, and then hanging out in a hotel room.
What were the scratches on your back from?
And don't try to hit me with
her
that
fingernails or her toenails.
I was a toenail. That'd be fine.
I'm so sorry. Listen, I'm sorry. Where are you right now? Can we talk really quick?
Well, you got a perfect opportunity to talk right now. Yeah. I mean, you're on the phone.
We don't mind.
Yeah, we're good. We can hang out.
I don't want to do this over the phone. Can we just meet up really quick? Just meet me at the park really quick and we could talk.
What? Maybe you could meet at that hotel.
Meet at the hotel, yeah.
He's really good at meeting up really quick.
Yeah, you're good at meeting up.
Just say what you have to say.
Maybe I'm sorry, but what happened only happened once. And it was just like an accident. I didn't mean to.
It was an accident? You slipped and fell. Well,
don't use that.
Into a hotel room with your friend's wife.
And used your credit card.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, guys, please. Baby, can you just call me up and can we talk about this privately, please?
No, please? I'm good. I'll just call your friend. I need to let him know what's going on now. You can go ahead and stay at Bobby's house. I'm going to go talk to Keith.
Who's Keith?
That's her husband.
Oh, you can go stay at her house, except I'm going to tell her husband that you've been cheating.
Wow. It should go well.
Yeah, it should. All right, Marcus, well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Finding a place to sleep tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right, bye.
He's like, okay, bye. Yeah. Right. See you guys later. Thanks for that. Thanks for doing that.
Chipper. Miley, I'm really sorry you had to find that out. That sucks.
That is terrible.
Better late than never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he sounds like a total a-hole.
Yep.
Well, trust your gut next time.
Yeah.
I mean, this time it was obviously true, so you'll find somebody that won't cheat on you, that'll treat you good, you'll be happy with.
Yes, you will. And maybe they have a cat. Who knows?
Or not.
All right. Well, good luck, okay?
All right. Thank you.
The Jubal Show's War of the Roses.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.